We're always talking about playing the game. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. We're always talking about playing the game. Now, we have Rex here, and Rex is our wonderful dog. He is our wonderful golden retriever. He is our super dog. He is our magnificent dog. He is a great guy. And he's Mr. Love, too. In fact, every dog we ever have is pretty much a Mr. Love. Or a Mrs. Love. I don't know, have we ever had a Mrs.? Like the Holman boys. But they're Mr. Loves. And they're doing just great. Well, Rex loves to play. And, of course, who doesn't? And Rex comes in with his toys. And he brings them to you. But he won't let go. He hangs on to them. And I say, look, if you want me to throw it, you got to let go. And then he wants to play tug-of-war with it, you know. And so then I tug with him, and he says, this is fun, too. He says, I got control of you, totally. And I said, well, drop it now. So finally, sometimes he'll drop it. And then he'll drop it in my hand. Then I'll throw it up in the air. If I throw it in the right arc, he will always catch it. If I throw it beyond, then he's got to do a double take on it. He's got to do a take of too high, and then when it comes down, and then meanwhile, he's changed his position, so he's not in the right position. So if I learn how to throw, and he learns how to catch, we make a good team. And I think that's what playing ball is all about, you know, in the ball game, too. You have to learn how to play ball. Now, the pitcher is trying to put the ball to the batter. He's got to put it in his range, but he's got to put it in such a way that it confuses the batter. So that the batter strikes at it a little earlier, a little late, or a little high, a little low, and the batter doesn't get the bat on the ball. So, a good batter hits the ball. A good batter doesn't look to see where the pitcher is throwing the ball. He looks for where the ball is. He knows that the ball is that which he wants to hit. And so then he hits it. And a good golfer is the same way. A good golfer, he takes his club and he hits the ball, or he moves the ball, actually, with his club to where he wants it to go. Now, nobody, no human being has the mental capacity, they have the brain capacity, they don't even have the brain capacity to tell a golf club how to hit a ball to go in just such a distance, in such a way, in such a manner, so that it'll do what they want it to do. Because very few golfers have the ball go exactly where they want it to go. It goes close, but it's not always a cigar. So the art of hitting a golf ball, the art of moving a golf ball from where it is to where you want it to be, the art of taking a tennis ball and putting it where you want it to be with the racket moving in such diverse ways, with the strings on the racket giving it different demands, and also with the basketball and a football and soccer ball, all these balls that you play with, they're all so interesting because it's not the game, it's the ball. If a person would play the game with the ball, they would realize they're the master. Because people, as I always refer to the Lacoste film, he was teaching tennis, and he was saying, it's not a matter of where you hold the tennis racket or how you handle it, put it between your legs, over your head, behind your back, it doesn't matter at all. It's a matter that you see mentally the ball, and you see the club or racket or whatever striking the ball and moving the ball to where you want it to be. And you see the ball going to where you want it to go. Now, when I play with Rex, I like to play with Rex, and I like it when he catches it. I mean, it makes me feel very proud of him. And it makes me feel very good for him. And it makes him feel very good, too. And, of course, he likes to bounce it and catch it and jump at it and play with it. But he also likes to catch it. That's part of the happiness that he gets from playing the game. So, I like to learn how to throw the ball so that he can catch it. Now, I'm dealing with two things. I'm dealing with the toy that I throw up in the air, a toy ball, and I'm dealing with his mouth. He's opening up to catch it. Now, can I get the two juxtaposed, you know, so that they will coincide in the right way, and then he will catch it. Well, I can. I can by just saying, Rex, here's for you. And I throw it up knowing he's going to get it. Now, that knowing has ramifications far beyond just the word know. And it goes that it's attentiveness. I have the throw in the right way. I have the arc in the right way. He has his mouth in the right way. His eyes are in the right way. He's leaping in just the right way so that he will be where the ball is and catch it. And you say, well, there's a lot of ramifications to that. There's a lot of possibilities to that. And that's true. But nonetheless, it all ends up with, are you throwing the ball so that he can catch it? And is he catching the ball that you throw? If that's the way, then you play a good game. When people play tennis, they like to put the ball outside to win points. They like, but basically, tennis is a matter of knocking the ball back and forth. And you hit the ball back and forth. Now, to hit the ball back and forth is wonderful exercise, and it's a wonderful talent, it's a wonderful game. But are you hitting the ball back and forth so that you're giving each person the greatest stretch and reach for their reaching for the ball? And how do they know? They're reaching off here and to the right or the left, and they're trying to get the ball. And they're stretching. Now, they're hoping the ball will hit the racket. Now, the winners know the ball is going to hit the racket. The winners know how to get in position. They know where the ball is going to be. Not where their opponent is going to put the ball, but where the ball is going to be, because they're playing tennis with the ball. They're not playing tennis with their opponent. And the football player, he's not playing football with the opponent, he's playing football with the football. And same with the basketball player. He's got that ball and he's moving that ball. That's his ball. He's guarding it and he's holding it, he's dribbling it along. And when he gets under his basket or near to his basket, then he gets everybody out of the way and then he shoots that basket. And he knows that it's going to go into the basket. Now, if he doubts, as many do, it doesn't go in. If he doubts, then people come along and steal it from him right in the middle of his dribble. And he thinks he's going to get across the floor with it. He's not. But it's the art of playing with the ball. You are playing the ball. You look at any of the Globetrotters, and you watch how they play. I mean, they are so flamboyant. They're so easygoing. But they're playing with the ball. And they even play music, which shows how they're playing with the ball. And the ball goes along with the music, and they're doing all these things, and they're fantastic from the point of view that they play with the ball. And because they play with the ball, they play an excellent game. Because they play an excellent game, they win. Now, many you lose interest in a team that is always winning. You like a team that's good or the team that has some challenges and stuff. But that's part of the game, too. But in any team, the coach keeps several people cued in to always playing with the ball only. Only. And when you have a team sport, you're supposed to play back and forth with other teammates. And that's all part of the game, too. But ultimately, it's a matter of the person who manages the ball, uses the ball, and throws it into the net or wherever it goes. He is the master. Now, do you want to be a master in every area of your life? Do you want to be the master in every area of your life? Do you want to always catch the ball that I throw to Rex? You always want to have Rex catch it and say, good boy, good, oh, Rex, good boy, what a good boy, Rex, you're such a good boy. And Rex is laying on the couch over there and saying, yeah, that's true. And he's a happy guy, just totally contented, but the thing is, that's what gives me pleasure. So therefore, that's why I put the ball into his mouth as often as possible when I throw it. I give him a chance to catch it. And this is what we want to do. We want to give ourselves a chance to make the basket, to make the ball, to make the volley. And that's all it is. We give ourselves a chance to do it. And when we give ourselves a chance to do it, lo and behold, we do it. And we've won. And we're fantastic. And we didn't even realize that we could do it all the time, but we sort of felt we could, but we weren't sure. And the master, the winner, the genius, the top flight player, the pick of the team, that's the fellow, that's the girl who knows what they're doing, and they do it very well. So, my friends, the game is with the ball, not with each other, not with the rules of the game or anything else, but it's with the ball. What do you want to do with the ball? And then you do what you do harmoniously with the rules, harmoniously with the game, harmoniously with all the other players, but nonetheless, you are absolutely one with that ball, and nobody has a chance to think otherwise. That's what a winner is. So join me on the winners team and have fun, because that's what life is all about. I love you. I love you. I love you.